Yaron FM, Live the Music. A very good morning to you, Juliana White. Miss Juliana White, welcome to the Big Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Brando. Thank you very much for inviting NBFIRA to come and present to the listeners on the new topic relating to virtual assets.
Yes, the regulation.
We appreciate it. Redimedi sa baresi koma lapeng le botle ba ya rona FM that have tuned in.
Welcome to the show. Now, just a quick introduction about NBFIRA and your mandate to those people who might not necessarily know what you guys do and, you know, what your mandate is.
Our mandate is broad, Brando, but our overarching mandate is to contribute to the financial stability of the financial system. NBFIRA does so by supervising various industries, including the capital markets industry, the lending activities industry, insurance services industry,
yes,
the retirement funds or pensions department, industry. NBFIRA also recently started supervising virtual assets industry. By the issue of a new act that came to pass. And then also NBFIRA monitors the non-bank financial institution sector for financial crime compliance.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's get into the issue of virtual assets. Can you just tell us what are virtual assets? What are the objectives of these of the Virtual Assets Act and its supporting regulations?
Thank you very much, Brando. In terms of the Virtual Assets Act of 2022, virtual assets have been defined as a digital representation of value that may be digitally traded or transferred and may be used for payment or investment purposes or is distributed through a distributed ledger technology, where value is embedded and in which there is a contractual right of use and includes virtual tokens. So what it does not include are the digital representation of legal tender as provided for under the Bank of Botswana Act. And also they exclude securities and other financial assets that are regulated under the Securities Act.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, when we talk about the virtual market, it's so easy for these fly-by-night companies to come in and sell a dream to many.
Dreams.
What are the key licensing or some of the key licensing requirements when we talk about the Virtual Assets Act?
Right. So effectively, the Act provides for NBFIRA to be the regulator for virtual assets.
Yeah.
And then it also provides that regulatory framework for the licensing and regulation supervision of all the activities relating to virtual assets. And now this includes every person operating in the virtual assets industry within Botswana or targeting Botswana as a market or Botswana as a market. So regardless of where that person is based or that company is based, if they target Botswana, then they will fall under the ambit of the Virtual Assets Act.
Mm-hmm. Maniki puts out, but within that, isn't it difficult to really regulate or license, because virtually is virtual, you know, it's not physical. If somebody say is operating from Johannesburg and is targeting the Botswana market, how do you ensure that they are licensed, or what should a Botswana look out for?
Okay, so if they say they are based in Johannesburg, the catch point would be, and they're targeting the Botswana as a market, the starting point would be that we would have to know about them as NBFIRA. So they can't just say because they have been authorized in Johannesburg, they can now target the Botswana market. No, it doesn't operate like that. They have to come to us, obtain a license in Botswana under our laws. In a similar manner, if there's an operator here in Botswana that wants to target the South Africans, they would have to go to the regulator in South Africa and apply for a license there. So that's how it works.
Yaron FM, Lift the Music, on the line with us. We have Mbafira in the house, Director Capital Markets, Ms. Juliana White, and she was just taking us through virtual assets, which is a new thing that's out there.
Yes, the act and the regulations. I think we really need to listen very carefully, because I think last week was such an indication of how far behind we are in terms of education around dealing in the digital space.
Right.
Okay, virtual assets, buying, selling. We the understanding there, trading shares, cryptocurrencies. There is I think there's a lot of gray areas in our minds.
And gray hairs.
Gray hairs.
Miss White, while you're still here, let's go over again what virtual assets are. Give us an example of a virtual asset that's already operating in Botswana, and then we'll move on with the conversation.
Yes, a virtual asset is a complex phenomenon. I think for the majority of us, Botswana is a new area, you know, demystify as much as we can for members of the public. But a virtual asset effectively is an asset that you can't touch with your hands. That's why it's called virtual, because it's operated through technological protocol. And it's normally operated by, although normally supported by individuals, the whole process of issuing and therefore, trading and buying or selling and redemption is done through technology. So an example of a virtual asset is a cryptocurrency.
Yes.
All cryptocurrencies are virtual assets.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So so that is what they are. You can't really say no, because that is a common purchase, like cash. No, you can't do that. The storage of these virtual assets on in the technological warehousing by the tech companies normally.
And just as we were speaking about the importance of educating Botswana about virtual assets, I'm also curious why there is a need to regulate virtual assets right now at this moment in Botswana.
That's a very, very, very crucial question. Thank you very much for that question. So I will go take you a couple of steps back. That the virtual asset space was not regulated in the past. However, through a passage of time, it was realized that they pose a certain threat, particularly the threat of money laundering, financial crime, let me say.
Yes.
Of financial crime, but also a threat of you know, people posing and getting people's valuable money through false pretenses over the net and trade. And so was that the international community, particularly the body that up standards on crime, financial crime. And task force, provided that should be adhered to by all countries in the world, including Botswana, to provide the regulatory framework for virtual assets.
All right. Why are crypto assets or virtual assets an attractive option for criminals seeking to launder money? I mean, I know as Mbafira, you guys are sort of the body that has to protect Botswana against being taken advantage of. But why Tsoneti crypto assets and virtual assets deal attractive to these cyber criminals?
Again, I will speak about what has happened, because it's what has happened that has led us to promulgate this law.
Yes.
What has been observed as being the activities of these criminals in the past that has really gotten the governments, including the government of Botswana, thinking about, you know, regulating the space. One of them is that, look, if you have an unregulated virtual asset market, then it means that because the whole industry is decentralized, and normally in that space where there is no regulation, the intermediaries, if they exist, nobody knows who they are, and also the buyers and the sellers operate under a certain element of anonymity given the contracts that they operate on. These contracts are literally virtual contracts,
yeah,
where, you know, the person will disclose who they are if they want to. But and they can also just say that they are somebody that they are not. So that is the reason why it was necessary that they be regulated, particularly in Botswana. So when they come for licensing, then the operator got no choice but to disclose who they are to the regulator. And then we can vet them. We can do background checks on them to check if it's proper. They have to submit the business plan to us, check the viability for the viability of that project. And they have to submit to us a white paper, which provides the spec, the technological or the technology spec or specification of the product that they are selling in detail. And that white paper should become available to each and member of the public that would like to participate, either as buyer, a trader, or in that market.
Okay.
And that is part of education, is letting people know and this is how you identify it and this is where you can find it. So how do we keep ourselves as a public informed so that we're making the right decisions when participating in the business of virtual assets?
I think maybe before I go answer that question, can I just speak a little bit about protection?
Yeah, no, yes. Please, go ahead.
From the FIRA's perspective. Excuse me. As I said before, the authority, NBFIRA's mandate is to safeguard and contribute to the stability of the local financial system, and in so doing, build and sustain the confidence of local and international stakeholders in the integrity of the industries within the local non-bank financial institutions as a sector. Now, we do this by promulgating guidelines, rules, educating members of the public on how financial crime can be reduced, it can be deterred, it can be fostered. There's a lot of programs where we even go to the extent of collaborating with some of the law enforcement agents and reaching out to the public, particularly the NBFI sector,
yeah,
on how they can be able to KYC their clients to make sure that this area of financial crime really does not become a thorn into the operations of the NBFI sector.
Yes. All right. And it looks like anonymity is a place where a lot of these launderers like to operate. Measures are not put in place yet. There's an element of them then wanting to take advantage of those people. Protect them from them. So is this also part and parcel of why there's a move by the government of Botswana to make sure that we are not one of those countries?
Indeed, very much so. We Botswana would not want to be a hub for criminals operating as operators or operators of over the internet. We have seen that in Botswana before this law came into place. There were operators that were offering cryptos over platforms not known to anybody. So that platform could be created overnight and selling tokens today and have it disappearing tomorrow, and therefore leaving Botswana on the ledge. So in order to avoid those situations, led to us coming up with this law and also trying to educate members of the public on the pitfalls of opting to invest on anything in the digital space, particularly if you do not understand the product that is being sold and you cannot identify the individual that is behind that. Yes.
All right. Any last words that you might want to have with you know, our listeners, just in terms of virtual assets and what they need to know, and if they need to come and you know, for more information, where can they you know, access this information?
Thank you. So what we are doing now is the drive to get the operators that they probably offering virtual assets to come and register with NBFIRA in order for us to be able to create the database where members of the public can refer for an industry player in the event that they want to purchase or participate in the virtual assets market. So we are in the process of getting the registration going, and we are also in the process of receiving applications and vetting them, the new applicants. So hopefully, as time goes along, when we have licensed these operators, then we will put them in our website.
Yes.
And safety that the assurance that I can give to the members of the public is that if they are offered a virtual asset by anybody in Botswana,
yes,
that point should be to inquire whether they are licensed with NBFIRA. That is question number one that should come, that the consumer asks to the offerer or the trader.
Yeah.
Do you have a license? Can I see your license? If the license is not forthcoming, then they should then go into the website of NBFIRA to check if that service provider is listed as one of the licensed industries. If they are not able to get that information, they should feel free to call NBFIRA to seek clarification. And they must definitely take the name of the company that is offering them the product, because it's through the name of the offerer that we would be able to give them adequate assistance here at NBFIRA.
Mm-hmm.
So they mustn't just come to us, but they must come to us, there's this particular company or this particular individual, his name is this, or his he operates a company called this, and he is offering this particular product. Are these all legitimate? Are they licensed? Are they authorized to sell this product?
Okay. But Miss White, because it happens to me. Ke le mo di social link, like social media pages, mo bo Instagram, mo jalo jalo. Ebe go na le bo mme ba ile gore they can reach out. You get into a conversation le ne. Ebe lo re khantle jaano wana o feela gore motho maybe o na go bona a go ratile. Ebe lo re ke no snining 1212 short left so tsa gore ke tsa forex, currency, crypto, what. Batho bao le bona re ka tla go ba reporta ko go lona kana ra ba checka ko go lona gore motho ke yo o ntekisetsa crypto currency na ke sa itse gore jang jang. There's a lot of that where people are just on their social media pages. Ebe go nna le these unsuspecting accounts tse e le goreng it's almost like they are fishing for customers. Ba o re bone re dira jang ka bone, ke bone ba ba reportiwang bone bao.
What you are relating to is the tactics and the techniques that are used by unscrupulous operators wanting to target unsuspecting individuals to buy into an illegal market. This is a typical example of a illegal operator wanting to target unsuspecting individuals to lure into buying assets that might be there or assets that might not be there or assets that might be being offered illegally. So if where the issue of cryptocurrency crops up in a conversation,
yes,
and you have the names of the person that is offering those assets, then definitely I think you can get in touch with, because we can easily refer them to the law enforcement agents.
Yeah, because where they will actually give you, I don't know what to call it, crypto. They will give you the name, and this is what you can get, Kiraru Yoneo, can you then verify, or is this a legitimate thing? Are they registered with you?
That information will be very crucial to NBCRA, yes, to verify. So, if in that instance, and I used to go a little bit further, just disclose to me the company that you're operating and give me the name of the platform.
Yes, the platform.
Including the cryptocurrency that you are selling, because there are several.
Okay.
On the market. Okay. If they give you that information, then a member of the can approach us.
All right, Nora Leboga, Ms. Juliana White, Director Capital Markets in Bafira. And I take it, Batswana ba utlule, ha go setse go tla mo dikganyeng tso le sa di virtual assets se batla ikgolaganya le lona le di regulations tse e le goreng underway, e tla nna molao gore go sireletswe Batswana le sekala ba tshela madi mo dilong tse mo lefaufau. Kana virtual assets ke di assets tsa lefaufau se re sa itse gore re tla re title di a tswene ha ka.
Hey.
Hello.
Era. It's very true. Virtual assets, unless you understand what they are, we always tread on with caution.
Okay.
To understand the nature and do your due diligence and find out who the person offering those assets is, and the platform through which they are being offered, and the name of the virtual asset that you are buying. Don't just buy crypto. Well, crypto is not a virtual asset. It's a name that encompasses different virtual assets. Yeah. So if somebody is to say, I'm selling you cryptocurrency, ask him, which one are you selling? And where is your authorization to sell this cryptocurrency?
Uh-huh.
That's a question to ask. So if somebody say, no, I'm selling crypto, which crypto are you selling? Ethereum, which one are you selling?
Uh-huh.
There's several of them out there in the market.
Okay. No, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
You are welcome. Just leave our numbers with that if they have any questions to direct at NBFIRA in the relating to virtual assets, they can contact us through email, which is in our website. info@nbfira.org.bw or contact us on 310-2595, telephone 310-2595, or visit our website at www.nbfira.org.bw, www.nbfira.org.bw. And follow us on social media. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
The Big Breakfast Show. Freshly made every morning.
That smells delicious.
Breakfast. And is 100% made in Botswana.
Okay, let's wake up.
The Big Breakfast Show.